And my thanks to Nate McMillan, the head coach of the Indiana Pacers. Right now, we are joined by the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers. He is a Super Bowl champion. He is a Super Bowl MVP. He is a two-time NFL MVP. The Packers are 8-2. They're first place in the NFC North, and they've got a big one. They're all big, but a really big one coming up on Sunday night. They're at San Francisco. Aaron Rodgers is my guest. Aaron, it's good to have you back in the jungle. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jim, because bigger than any of that that you just mentioned is that I'm back on the Jim Rome Show in the jungle, getting that good jungle karma. Thanks, buddy.
My man, Aaron, it's been a long time. It is so good to have you back. So having said that, I think I know the answer, but you're 8-2. You're coming off a bye. You've got that big game against San Francisco. You're back in the jungle. How is life for you right now?
I mean, today at 12:40 Central Time, it's pretty damn good, Jim. I appreciate it, buddy. It's been been a long time. It's been a good year to be able to play meaningful games in November and December. Obviously, we haven't had that in the last couple of years, so it's pretty exciting around here.
In fact, I was going to say that because before the bye, Aaron, you and Jimmy Graham had been talking about the first 10 games and the fact that both of you have been through some pretty challenging seasons. I know you're not going to plan a victory parade for being 8-2, but when you've been around that league for a little while, Aaron, do you have more of an appreciation of how special it is to be in this spot right now?
Oh, for sure. I mean, without a doubt. Especially the older you get, you realize how the opportunities like this don't come along every single year. And, you know, we knew coming out of camp we had a good team, but we knew it was going to be a struggle, finding our footing in the offense, and our defense was a question mark as well, you know, with a lot of new pieces. But the beauty in the season has really been the chemistry. And over the years, you know, we've had some really good teams here. The best of those teams had that close-knit feel to it, and this is the closest that we've been over the last few years for sure. And it's not really a surprise in that sense that we have been playing well because, I think chemistry is one of the most overlooked and underappreciated qualities of good teams.
We're talking Aaron Rodgers. You know, when you mention chemistry, Aaron, you've got a good mix of younger guys and veteran talent. Part of what you did was you reminded the younger guys, hey, listen, you've got this bye week coming up. Let's stay on our game. Don't do anything foolish. But you also made the reference to the fact that back in 2010, quote, I think a lot of us wanted to win for Charles or Pickett and some of the older guys, but we're not asking for that, end quote. So why was that important for that 2010 team, but not something you'd ask for with this team?
Well, I think, Jim, the point of that is that authenticity is always the best best leadership and the best motivator. And I think that's the culture we've created here now is just one that allows guys to really be themselves. And I think you've seen the biggest change, I think, has been when you add a guy like Preston Smith and a guy like Za'Darius Smith who have such big personalities and charismatic guys, I think it's allowed other guys to kind of relax and be themselves a little more because the whole tone of the team led by those guys, I think, is just a little more fun-loving. And it's been great having those guys in the locker room. I think, you know, for me, with that quote, you know, I knew how important it was to Charles, who had really accomplished everything at every level, you know, Heisman Trophy winner and Defensive Player of the Year and going to be a Hall of Famer, and this was kind of the capper for him. And a guy like Ryan Pickett, who did everything the right way and was a savvy vet. But the beauty in that team, as I look back on it, is we had guys like Howard Green, who, you know, was cut from the Jets, drove his car to Mississippi, and then got a call along the way, and next thing you know, he's on our squad, and he makes one of the biggest plays in Super Bowl 45, hitting Ben as he threw it, and there's a pick six off of that. And Matt Wilhelm, who was a big stalwart on special teams for us, and there was just a lot of guys who really understood their role and played it to the max. And again, that might seem like a trivial piece to the puzzle, but it's actually not. It's an integral part of success is having guys who truly understand their role and play it with pride. And I think that's what we've seen this year from our guys, and it makes you really proud as a leader of the football team.
Aaron Rodgers joining us. You recall those times and those moments is really amazing to me. And when you talk, Aaron, about roles and you talk about being a leader on that football team, I want to read you one more quote, something you said that really struck me, and I want to talk to you about this. You said, my brain and responsibilities, it operates at a different level than other positions. Everybody has different responsibilities, and it's important that when I'm trying to convey a message that it's as clear as possible, end quote. Personally, I like that a lot, but can you lay that out? What do you mean by that?
Well, Mike and I actually had a conversation about this many years ago, just about how I see the game and what's coming to my mind when I break the huddle compared to other guys. And the most, and just a good reminder that the most important thing when you're making a check or when you're communicating the responsibilities is to remember who you're talking to, and that everybody's brain and comprehension and focus level is different. And the most important thing is being on the same page, not, you know, making the perfect check. And just a good, I think it's been a good reminder this year with a new system and new terminology and new verbiage and new formations. Even though I've picked it up and feel really good in it, you know, to make sure that my 15-year brain is remembering what it was like to be a younger player. And the most important thing is not, you know, showing off my acumen on the field. The most important thing is making sure that all 11 are on the same page at all times. And it's been a good reminder, and I'm appreciative of that conversation many years ago, and it's on my mind a lot.
Aaron Rodgers back in the jungle, and he's joining us for a few more moments. You mentioned the new system. Aaron, there's been a lot made about the offense and how different it is this year. Now that you're in it, how different is it? I mean, is the change significant, or do people make way too big of a deal out of that?
I think you're answering the question right there, Jim. I think in the off season, when there's not a ton of stories going on, I think in the media naturally, and I don't have any problem with it. You know, they try and find one or two things that they think could be a big story later, so they get on the front end of it. There's a lot of speculation about the relationship between Matt and I, and the relationship between play caller and quarterback, and me and the new system. And I think, thankfully, that's mostly gone away, as you've seen. You know, my comfort level increase over the weeks, and Matt and I's relationship on the field as play caller and quarterback has really meshed well, and obviously we get along well off the field and enjoy each other's company. And, but, you know, you have to kind of go through that for a stretch to kind of get, you know, and prove, I guess, to these, you know, experts who had all these questions that you can make it work.
Aaron Rodgers is joining us. So you've got the 49ers, Aaron, Sunday night, which means you're going up against that defense and that fierce pass rush. What kind of thoughts do you have when you look at them?
Well, I hope we can hold up. You know, that's the thoughts. They have a fantastic pass rush, and I think they've had 39 sacks this year. They've created 22 turnovers. So this is a really smart football team. Their defense is coached really well. They're I think, have enough savvy players on the back end. And then some really good young players. Obviously, Nick Bosa is a, you know, guy who's going to be around for a long time and be a, you know, perennial Pro Bowler, I think. I really, really like and liked when he was coming out, got to know him a little bit. Fred Warner, who's done a really nice job in the middle, sideline to sideline, creating turnovers, getting those guys lined up. You know, just like any team, they have a lot of good role players, you know, who are playing at a really high level. Guys who just do their job, they get to their spots, they drop to the right spot, they tackle well, they compete for the ball. And that's what I think is a staple of any great unit, offensive or defensive. And obviously, you know, up front, you got a couple 6-7 guys who move the pocket. They get their hands up. They're stout against the run. Their key has been, you know, the timing in the passing game. They're getting so many pressures and sacks on the quarterback. The defense, I think, has a little more confidence being aggressive on the outside and jumping routes. And you know, they've really got it done on the defense side of the ball this year.
All right, so Aaron, before you go, let me ask you really quickly about Aaron Jones. I've talked to you about the defense, and you've also been really high on Aaron Jones. I've had him on the show, actually, a number of times. Personally, I could not be more impressed with him, the way he handles his business on and off the field. In your mind, what makes him unique?
Well, I think as a person, it's the humility. I mean, just he is such a humble, great kid. I mean, it's yes, sir, no, sir. He comes to work and really has a great focus about himself. He's got a really good presence. I think that's the fun thing to see is as kind of his stardom has grown this year and the production has matched what we've all seen talent level. He has such a sweet humility about him and a great presence in the locker room that everybody respects. I mean, we give him a couple game balls. He's trying to throw the ball at the offensive line because that's just the kind of guy he is. And it's not a fake humility that anybody can sniff out. It's a genuine appreciation for the guys who help him accomplish what he does on the field every week. And you couldn't ask for a better guy to play with. He's super sharp on the field and just try to get him the ball in space as quickly as we can.
Aaron, not to pry, but the bye week, like at this point in your life, at this point in your career, were you able to get away from football and unplug? Or once you're in season, do you stay in that grind and stick to your process regardless? What do you do with that bye?
I unplug. I mean, in years past, I've gone out of the country many times, usually to a beach somewhere. Just went back to Southern California and went to the beach still, but enjoyed my time and definitely unplugged and you know, turned the phone off, no social media, and just relaxed and got a lot of body work done. I mean, I'm getting old, Jim. You know, I've been coming on here for a while. Not, you know, it's been a couple of years, but I'm in my 15th year, so I'm smart about what I did physically during the bye week. Got some workouts in, got some body work, but a great time to unplug. And for us, you know, this is the latest bye that I've ever had as a starter, and I think it came at a really good time from a physical standpoint. We've had byes in the past, week 3, week 4, and those bring a long stretch of games after that, but having it week 11, I think, was pretty helpful.
You know, we went way too long, but this is such an amazing conversation. Final thing, since you came back to Southern California, Aaron, and you and I have done this for a long, long time. You're a California guy. I'm a California guy. We dropped our oldest son off at the University of Wisconsin this year, and we're actually building a house in Eagle River. I'm getting more and more acclimated with the state. Do you have any advice for me? As a California guy, Southern California guy, what do I need to know about the state of Wisconsin? Because I'm spending more and more time there now.
Dress warm, my friend. Dress warm. And you don't have to try cheese curds. There's a big deal made about them. Fried ones are pretty good, but the unfried ones, you don't want to try those.
All right, got it. That's good to know. He is
Jim, before you get me off here, I just want to congratulate you on being inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame that I heard happened earlier this month. Man, it couldn't happen to a better guy. I've always appreciated our interviews over the years.
Aaron, I appreciate you saying that so much. I mean, that's really, really humbling. I've always appreciated the relationship. I've always appreciated the access that you've given me in this show. And I appreciate you as a friend, too, Aaron. I really do. Thank you for saying that.
Likewise, Jim.
Great to have you back, Aaron. Appreciate you. Thanks so much. Aaron Rodgers, Green Bay Packers quarterback, Super Bowl champion, Super Bowl MVP, two-time NFL MVP, and a good jungle guy. And if you're thinking to yourself, damn, Rome, you feeling pretty good about you? Yes. That was nice. That was really nice. My man, Aaron Rodgers. You know what I love about that? Like, it's one thing for Aaron to know where he is on the program, but for Aaron to start off by saying, hey, you know what? It's been a while. Because it has been a while. And he knows. And has always been really good to the program. Your thoughts on that, Packer fan? 8-2. And Aaron came in and said, it's good to be back. I want some of that karma. Got a big one tonight. Or a Sunday night. Green Bay at San Francisco. That's how you make a triumphant return to the jungle right there. Remember, who was our first guest on the Jim Rome podcast?